It is going to be crowded here in Washington, D.C. this weekend. That's because there are multiple rallies, one supporting President Trump. Another will see Juggalos, that's as followers of the band The Insane Clown Posse are known, Juggalos taking to the streets. And one noise they are all likely to hear is this. That would be a garbage truck. NPR's Netta Ulubi explains why the garbage truck is on the cutting edge of law enforcement.
You can probably guess why garbage trucks are being used as giant mobile barriers.
Go home, Nazis!
This sound could be from Charlottesville, Virginia, but it's not. It's from another similar protest from just last weekend in Vancouver, Washington. A big black truck bore down on protesters marching against a right-wing rally. This tape's from the website of a local TV station, KGW. Fortunately, the truck veered at the very last minute.
More and more, we're seeing attacks, both in the U.S. and abroad, where vehicles are utilized.
Daniel Linsky is a retired Boston Police Department superintendent-in-chief. Now he works for a security management firm called Kroll Associates. He still worries about cars running into crowds of people.
The Nice, France attack, we've seen the attacks in Germany, we've seen the attacks in Spain. I think right now they're top of mind to law enforcement officials.
Linsky was the incident commander during the Boston Marathon bombings. Increasingly, he's seen police departments deploy garbage trucks and sand trucks. He says it's a national trend. Police in Centerville, Ohio, deployed a dozen garbage trucks during a recent white nationalist protest. Same in Berkeley, California. Even the Trump Tower in Manhattan has been encircled by trucks.
And they're effective because they're heavy-duty. A lot of things can push up against them, but very few, if any, are going to move them.
And it makes sense, Linsky says, to cooperate with Public Works.
It's definitely a way to utilize existing resources in an effective, efficient manner and supplement law enforcement's ability to keep people safe.
That sound from the Washington, D.C. Women's March last January. Mia Ives-Rubley was an organizer. She's attended at least 10 marches and protests this year.
I've been to a couple of protests where there have been agitated car drivers, and it can get scary out there.
Ives-Rubley says six bills pending in state legislatures would protect drivers who hit protesters, including in North Carolina, where she lives.
It's in the House right now. It is definitely a worry.
As an activist who uses a wheelchair, Mia Ives-Rubley says she can brace against a garbage truck in a crowd situation, a truck that can also be moved quickly to accommodate ambulances. And she'd prefer to see ordinary garbage trucks used for crowd control over, for example, tanks. Daniel Linsky says still there's no way to completely protect protesters from the people who want to drive into them.
And it's unfortunate we live in a society where we even have to think about protecting everyone all the time, but the best way we can defeat those who use these tactics is to come out for those big events, fill the streets, fill the sports stadium, fill the arena.
And while you're out there, spare a thought, says Linsky, not just for the garbage trucks drafted as police vehicles, but the ones that clean up behind us every day. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.